Dairy farmers and residents in southwest Victoria are registering their objection to what they say is a federal energy regulator decision to knock back a planned upgrade of 85 kilometres of single-phase power lines. PowerCore submitted plans to upgrade a single-phase SWER line to three-phase power in Tirindarra, Strathdowney, Cape Bridgewater and Goray West. The project would improve supply for 1,130 customers and cost $8.7 million, but the Australian Energy Regulator says the cost of the project shouldn't be borne by all PowerCore customers. The farmers and residents now have until the end of the week to drum up support for a campaign encouraging the regulator to reconsider its advice. Bruce Knowles is a dairy farmer who would have benefited from the upgrade. He farms at Tirindarra near Portland and currently runs his dairy off generators.
Considering that we've got well over 1,100 customers out there who could benefit from three-phase upgrades, it was a very disappointing approach to take. So, we're not happy about this, we're asking the Australian Energy Regulator to reconsider this this decision, and we've got an opportunity to hopefully change their minds in the next few days. I think January the 8th is the deadline with regard to putting in submissions, and this is what we're working on at the moment.
Yeah, so that's a pretty tight turnaround, but it's taken a long time to get to this point, hasn't it? You've been working on this for quite a few years.
I personally got involved about 5 or 6 years ago with the community of Narrawong and Tirindarra, because there's about a 40-kilometre stretch right along the Princess Highway from Yangbuck through to the other side of Narrawong, just before Portland, that doesn't have access to three-phase power. And I thought this was absolutely ridiculous. In a modern world, we were trying to grow the regions and make progress. The fact that we haven't got access to effectively what is an infrastructure that's been there for donks, we're still playing around with swirl lines and single phase. So. It's really unbelievable. We're not going to progress as a region unless we upgrade ourselves so we can take opportunities out there with regard to modern technology and even renewables. Renewables require good transmission infrastructure for them to work properly, and I think the Australian Energy Regulator have got it wrong.
You mentioned renewables there. Is that the main way that having or being connected to a SWER line is holding your business back?
Yes, it is. Well, SWER line. Well, renewables are just part of it. But the fact that we've just got one wire leading into my dairy that operates a 1,400 cow operation is ridiculous. For me personally, to invest in upgrading that is, really beyond. It's I'm just not going to do it. So, I thought, the whole community has got to benefit from this upgrade. And but if you put the infrastructure in place, which is normal practice in a lot of countries and out of states, you put the infrastructure in place, things happen.
We were speaking just before, and you said that with the current setup, you could put a 5 kilowatt solar system in, but. You've got room or capacity for a lot more than that, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I've got friends there who have got access to three-phase power, and they've got 100 kilowatt systems feeding into the grid. But I'm limited to a 5 kilowatt system. And not only that, it's not only me on this one swirl line. I've got about five residents also hooked into the same system, so it's the potential there is immense. And it's not only about renewables, it's about what sort of machinery you can actually run, the motors you can run inside the dairies. My dairy runs on two 200 kVA generators, and I have to have two generators to supply my three-phase power. I find that's ridiculous, but I have to do it. So
do those generators run every day or just when there's a power failure?
They run every day. the swill I'm feeding my farm hasn't got the capacity to deliver the power I need to run my dairy. And that, and they run probably be, they'll probably run about 12, 13, 14 hours a day, depending on what needs to be done. You know, we got an instance here locally where a consumer wanted to put in a pottery kiln. And it was a hobby farmer and can't do it because, you know, she hasn't got access to the three-phase power that gives her the good quality power. So it's not only about dairy farmers. It's, we've got a local business, engineering business, Vicky Holmes here, who runs his business on a generator.
This is, it's quite a big project. We're talking about millions of dollars to upgrade this. Is there anything in the federal government's claim that it doesn't stack up? You believe it does?
Oh, I absolutely believe it stacks up. Now, when you consider the money that's actually been spent on other projects and the money that's actually pouring into renewables alone, you know, we're talking not only millions, we're talking billions of dollars of investment by governments into these projects. And, to upgrade the outer region of Portland, you know, that's Goree West, Cape Bridgewater, Terandera, and Strathdowney, we're talking about only $9 million. That's to put up the mainline infrastructure. So, you know, the benefits from that is, it's sometimes that's not calculated. You know, I've always maintained, why should consumers invest in an asset they don't directly own themselves? So, you know, but yet they've been asked to, put their hands in the pockets to invest in this. And that's actually led to really poor outcomes. I think government and PowerCorp or the power companies need to take total control of rolling that infrastructure right to your doorstep.
That was Terandera dairy farmer Bruce Knowles there, speaking about the need to upgrade 85 kilometres of SWR power lines in the southwest. Do let me know what you make of that story. 0467 842 722 is the number if you'd like to get in touch. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Victorian Country Hour. It's 13 minutes past 12 and we're discussing a planned power upgrade in the southwest, which seems to have been foiled perhaps by a federal energy market regulators. However, Natalie Collard is the executive officer of Food and Fibre South Coast. She still has some hope for this project.
Well, we're not taking it as a knockback. The process isn't quite closed. The process closes for feedback on the 8th of January, which is this Friday. What we are very disappointed in is that we've been calling for this for over 5 years. We're looking at less than 100 kilometres of single wire being upgraded to three phase, which I think we'll all agree is 1950s technology. And we really need this because not as well as the over 1,000 customers directly on the line, there's a lot of businesses. We know that just in the dairy industry, there's four dairy farms, and we're looking at about $9 million investment that will reap, just in dairy, $2 million per annum to the local economy. And there are a lot more regional multiplier effects and value, lots of job creation that will be created. As a whole region, we are 100% behind the need for this, and over the years that's just grown. We've got a really bold vision for our region when it comes to sustainability, and that includes renewable technology, solar, wind farm, hydrogen, fuel cells. We want it all, but unfortunately none of that will run on single phase wire. So if we want to be the region that we know we can be, we're already Victoria's biggest agricultural producer by far. We're the powerhouse and we're always top three agricultural producers in Australia. But we're at the point where we need a little bit of infrastructure support to keep being a global leader.
Have you spoken to a number of these businesses about the decision?
Absolutely. So not just we've spoken to, but we're aware that well over 20 local businesses so far have submitted letters of support, and some of these are national organisations because they're well aware of the opportunity. That's their job, and they might be in the banking sector, for instance. Local councils who are looking at the future of the region and investing their energy, their resource, and they know that they've got the community behind them, so they've submitted letters of support. a lot of small businesses, such as engineering businesses, that actually service processors and forestry, they're located on this line and they're ready to buy new equipment. They can't even run two sets of equipment at once. And they're ready to employ more people. We know that there is new jobs as soon as those wires are installed.
And if the plans were approved, though, would it be economically viable? Do you think, I imagine, that the residents' power bills would be increased along that line?
It is an interesting prospect. We believe that it's appropriate for PowerCorp and government to invest more than their usual strategy, rather than the process working against regional Australians because of low population density, both in the approvals process, which we've already seen that we're struggling with, disproportionately. We also think that it's appropriate in this case, given the strong and broad community support and confidence in shared value, well beyond those that are directly on the line, that actually taxpayers support this more. We know that there is huge economic dividends immediately for all Victorians from this decision. So we do think that's entirely appropriate.
And you said that you'll be taking action by this Friday. What's your next step?
So we will be definitely looking to meet with government and regulators to discuss this process. We do think that there's two things to discuss. One is this particular proposal, and the other is the way that we look at and value infrastructure in regional Australia, and we think that warrants a deeper look, and we're putting our hand up to be part of that. We also know that the draft priorities for Infrastructure Victoria have been put out. Feedback on that is due in late February, so we will be participating. This exact proposal has come up again. Every time someone's looking at what's needed to grow economic and social value in the region, this exact proposal comes up. What we're saying is, after over 6 years of looking at this exact proposal, can we just get the job done and invest against it?
Food and Fibre South Coast Executive Officer Natalie Collard speaking there with Eden Henninen. The United Dairy Farmers of Victoria has more details on that campaign as well. It's been running for some time. We did also contact PowerCorp for a comment. A PowerCorp spokesperson said the company believes the $8.7 million project would have broad social and economic benefits to the region. A spokesperson said PowerCorp was disappointed with the decision. However, the AER's draft determination was clear that the proposal would not receive support in the final decision. To quote, therefore, we have not proceeded with this plan in our revised proposal, but we have offered to the community that we will support their objectives if they seek other avenues to progress these upgrades. That comment from PowerCorp. We have also requested a comment from the Australian Energy Regulator. We're waiting for that one.